Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, did you guys hear all the hopey, changey stuff last night at the Democrat National Convention? It's not 2008. Heck, it ain't even 2012. I don't know about you, but when I listen to these sound bites of Barack Obama and Michelle Obama speaking at the DNC last night, a lot of people are pointing out, they had to get the Obamas in on Tuesday night because they don't want them to outshine Kamala Harris when she speaks, I think, tomorrow night, Thursday night at the DNC, because, I mean, she can't even break away from a prompter. Heck, it's been over a month. She hasn't even done a real press conference or taken any real questions from the media. So she's not ready for prime time. And so that's why they had to give a 48-hour gap there between the Obamas and Kamala Harris. But I don't know about you, but, you know, I mentioned yesterday that if you were listening to night one of the Democrat National Convention, if you're somebody who already struggles with a ringing in the ears, boy, you're really going to have a ringing in the ears from the shrieking and the shrilling from night one at the DNC. Night two, though, now the Obamas, they are good orators. And so they are much more impressive speakers. But no matter how impressive their talk might be, all I could hear in the background after listening to these Obama speech highlights was Obamacare, 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 and thinking about how much worse off healthcare is and has been since Obamacare was forced upon Americans with a tie-breaking vote by none other than liberal Democrat Senator John Tester, by the way. He's the reason we got stuck with Obamacare. And so all I could think of was Obamacare and how much worse healthcare is because of the Obamas. But then it was also a reminder of how much worse everything else is now as a result of Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and John Tester. But I'm a little hopey changey myself this morning, especially after listening to this montage by none other than Don Lemon. This was flagged by the dailycaller.com.
What's the election?
I'm going for Trump. I feel like every time they don't want somebody who is good for us to win, they throw somebody black in our face, thinking that's going to like make us vote for the black person.
I voted for Obama because he was black. I don't want to vote for her because she's the first black woman to run for president or to win.
I don't vote.
Well, I want Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I want Donald
Trump. Why do you apologize?
Well, I know nobody likes him, but we had good times with Donald Trump.
I'm running for Trump, so.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why?
Yeah. I don't know. I just always been a fan of his. So.
Anyway, and it goes on for at least around another minute or so. But Lawrence Jones on Fox and Friends earlier this morning was saying, you know, he went into a black barbershop in Chicago. He said, I could have been sitting at a cafe in Idaho, and they were saying the same thing about why they're not backing Kamala Harris. Pretty interesting. All right, coming up around 8:20, we're going to open up the phone lines for you and whatever you want to talk about. But first up, right after this, we're going to tell you about a big event coming up in Great Falls, Montana next week, especially for you small business owners out there.
Securing America.
As the unrest in the Middle East continues, the U.S. has increased its military presence in the region, sending additional cruisers, destroyers, and jets to the area to both help defend Israel if need be and protect U.S. troops. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder spoke about the Defense Department's goals during a briefing Tuesday.
To respond to something if it happens now, but also ensuring we have forces in theater to be able to respond to whatever could be next in terms of potential escalation.
General Ryder adding,
to do that, you have to have capability and you have to have capacity. And so that's exactly what we've done.
He also says that the Pentagon is making sure potential aggressors such as Iran are taking note.
One, to send a clear message, but two, to be able to respond in a longer term scenario should we need to do that.
Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
Penny Nance, the president and CEO of Concerned Women for America, holding a big rally in Bozeman, Montana, as the big pink bus comes to town. This is great. On the back of the bus, it says, "Honk if you know what a woman is." And apparently they're getting some not-so-nice remarks from some of the anti-woman leftists out there. Full audio of that conversation and much more. Download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. You get the full podcast audio and more.
Don't let...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, this is an event that's going to be taking place, I think, 1 week from tomorrow. Yes, today is Wednesday, August 21st. This event will be taking place Thursday, August 29th at the Great Falls College in the Heritage Hall. Great to have Deanna Langman. Deanna is the statewide director for the Montana Apex Accelerator. Deanna, great to have you in studio. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Aaron. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is an event. I think it's great to get this on the radar, especially for a lot of small business owners out there, because you look at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls. I've heard it said that that's 40% of the Great Falls economy, right?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so tell us about this event that you've got coming up, because it's a good opportunity for some small business owners out there to do some business with Malmstrom Air Force Base.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's what we do all day, Aaron. Montana Apex Accelerator specializes in helping companies with government contracting. So, you know, most of our work is done one-on-one with companies. But we also do these events throughout the year. And so this time we're partnering with the contracting officer from the 341st Contracting Squadron in Great Falls. And the event is focused on construction and A&E contracts. And sort of the process is after the company has won the contract. He tells us that newer vendors are coming into the pool, and he feels there's a need for some education on what to do after you win that contract. So the event is focused on construction and A&E, and you're right. I mean, government contracts are a business opportunity, and that's the reason that we do these kind of events, to provide a networking opportunity and information directly from, you know, the agencies that are doing the contracts. And so for companies in construction and trades and A&E, I think this event is applicable to companies like that, even if it's not a DOD contract, but even a civilian agency, you know, construction contract. They would get a lot from this event.
Yeah, because I know you guys have done conferences in the past as well, where if people want to do business with any federal government agencies, it's almost like a big job fair with federal government agencies, and you can go, maybe it's to feed the troops, maybe it's to feed firefighters, maybe it's to provide your firefighting equipment or outdoor gear for people in the backcountry, all sorts of opportunities for Montana businesses to capitalize off of business with the federal government as well. But Malmstrom Air Force Base just in itself, plenty of business opportunities now. But then on top of that, we're in the middle of this massive nuclear missile system, you know, overhaul. So there's bridges that are being built across central Montana. There's roads. There's infrastructure. Sounds like a whole bunch of opportunities.
Yes, there's always an ongoing need for construction services, you know, just everyday base operations, like you say. And then, of course, the Sentinel project, as it's known now, the upgrades of the Minuteman missiles there. And that project's set to, I mean, it's ramping up now with some of the infrastructure, you know, needs and so forth, but it's, you know, a long-term project, and will really probably ramp up in a few years. But Northrop Grumman is the prime on the Sentinel project, and they will be providing an information session with Montana Apex Accelerator in February. So we'll keep try to keep the public informed there as far as, you know, timelines and details and so forth. But you're absolutely right. That's ongoing need for construction and other products and services for that matter. But this specific event on August 29th is focused on construction.
Yeah, I was even at, we were doing an event at Brian's 76 gas station right there on 93, just south of downtown Kalispell. And there was a guy there. He's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm a steel worker, and I've been doing work out there in the area building some of these projects." And so it really is a statewide opportunity.
It is.
How, and And this, if there's somebody out there who's construction or architecture or engineering, if even if they have zero experience working with or contracting with the federal government, yes, your team kind of walks them through the whole process, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the reason Congress funds our program. It's a nationwide program, Apex Accelerators, formerly known as PTAC, by the way. Some people might recognize that. You know, every state has an Apex Accelerator. In Montana, we have six locations. Big Sky Economic Development is the lead center, and then we have partner organizations. And so in Great Falls, Great Falls Development Alliance is our partner, and Shannon Clancy runs the location there. And that's all we do all day long, help companies navigate the federal marketplace and state and local contracts as well. But the federal contracting process is more complicated, I guess you could say. And so we help them from beginning, you know, through submitting that bid for that RFP. So not just companies that are starting out, but, you know, maybe they're starting out. We help them get set up, understand how it all works. Maybe they're a little experience, they're intermediate, but there's some gaps in their strategy. And then even more experienced companies that have been winning contracts, we can usually find gaps in their market research or their strategies also. So we really work with every single industry across the spectrum and you know, level of sophistication, you might say. And it's a great job, honestly. I mean, the companies so much appreciate, they tell us every day, oh, yeah, we're not sure we would have quite understood this or gotten through this had you not helped us. So, and we don't charge for what we do. It's a taxpayer-funded program. And so, yeah, you know.
Well, it's great what you're doing, yeah, because we want Montana businesses, that's to right, be able to do this type of business, because, you know, otherwise, mm-hmm, if they don't link up with you here in Montana, they might bring in some out-of-state contractor or whatever and get the job done, whereas, yep, this is your chance to get in front of them, tell them what you can provide. Exactly. So this is taking place Thursday, August 29th, yeah, 1 to 3 in the afternoon in Great Falls, at Great Falls College Heritage Hall. Is there an easy website to remember?
Yes, montanaapex.org, and event, no charge, but registration is required, so please go out there. And we have a lineup of other events coming in September and October. BLM, we have another one with Maelstrom Forest Service. So please keep an eye, call us, and we'll make sure you know all about it.
Yeah, take advantage, yes, of this opportunity. That's somebody's right, going to be doing that business. It might as well be you, might
exactly
as well be Montanans.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree.
All right, Deanna Langman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a fairly busy lineup ahead in the 9 o'clock hour of the show with some great guests. They're going to join us on the program. We were thinking that Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard, might have been able to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Her team was reaching out, wanting to, saying, hey, Tulsi, I'd love to be back on Montana Talks, especially given how important Montana is here in 2024. So we're thinking maybe we could have got her snuck on here today for a quick segment in the 9 o'clock hour, but her schedule got shifted. So I don't know. We may get a follow-up phone call from one of our state senators that was monitoring this recount in Butte yesterday. We'll see. If not, man, we got plenty of stuff we can fill the airwaves talking about. But phone lines are open for you right now here for the remainder of this 8 o'clock hour of the show. So if you got something you want to talk about, that's the great thing about having this extra hour of Montana Talks here, from the Flathead to Great Falls, Billings, Bozeman, and Butte. Phone lines are open for you. Yeah, I don't know about you, but every time I hear a soundbite from Barack Obama's speech at the Democrat National Convention last night, all I hear is Obamacare, 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 and the way Obamacare has destroyed healthcare. I mean, I've talked with friends. You guys remember back in 2012, John Tester was the deciding vote to get Obamacare across the finish line. And what happened after that? You saw your health, the price you pay for health insurance went ding, 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 just kept climbing, climbing and climbing and climbing. And then look at the impacts Obamacare and then the Democrats' COVID lockdowns and their COVID mandates, their vaccine mandates. Look at how much additional harm that caused for rural healthcare in particular. I mean, I told you about a report that caught my eye the other day. Nearly half of the counties all across America don't even have a cardiologist. Don't even have a cardiologist. And so Obamacare has been destroying health care. And then their COVID lockdowns, their COVID mandates, inflation are continuing to cause even more damage as they make us even more reliant on the federal government for health care and suffering under their mandates. Let's go to Stephanie in Red Lodge on the phone lines. Stephanie, thanks for the call.
Hi, thanks, Aaron. I just wanted to give a quick testimonial of how Affordable Care Act is anything but affordable for our hardworking family. As a small business owner, you would understand that we don't have company-sponsored health care, so we're going to be purchasing our health care through the only option I know of, which is off the government website, the marketplace, which is what the Obama administration set up for people like us who do not have employee-sponsored health care to sign up. And I'm just going to share with you what our package is currently and what it costs us. Not only do we pay $400 each, so $800 a month premium, but our out-of-pocket maximum that we would pay per year before the insurance kicks in would be, for one person, $9,450, for the family with $18,900. Is that scary or what? That if we had a health emergency, that we would have to pay that much out of pocket before insurance kicks in. That is not affordable health care. That would bankrupt most families.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think people understand what, and this is a mainstream Blue Cross Blue Shield policy plan offered to me in Montana. It's the cheapest one we could get, and I'm telling you it's the cheapest because it's called Bronze. Had we gone with a higher, like a lower deductible, we would have paid more per month for the premium, $1,200. And this plan covers us at 50% up into the amount of allowable amount.
You pay all that money, and then you're still not even fully covered, right? And you still have to spend a whole bunch of money out of pocket. Yeah, it's Obamacare has just been absolutely destructive. And then you think about how much more destructive the last 3 years of Biden and Kamala and John Tester have been. I mean, just across the board. I mean, Obama, Biden destroyed healthcare with Obamacare, and then in the last 3 years, they've been you know what bent on destroying everything else with open borders and massive inflation, energy prices skyrocketing, you name it. Even Bernie Sanders was telling us last night at the Democrat National Convention just how bad everything is right now under their policies.
My fellow Americans, when 60% of our people live paycheck to paycheck, the top 1% have never, ever had it so good.
Oh, yeah, but keep voting for them. Keep voting for Kamala and John Tester, of course. I mean, AOC night one was telling us how awful things are, so bad that people have had to come out of retirement to work a job so that they can pay the extra bills. Things are so bad. They are the ones in charge right now. They built this. 294-0970. Let's see. Next up on the phone lines, we've got Anna in Bozeman. And looks like Anna wants to talk about a big story here, Constitutional Initiative 128, CI 128. For those of you that haven't heard the news, this radical abortion, this radical no limits abortion on demand constitutional initiative effort was forced upon us by our liberal courts and by the liberal Montana Supreme Court after a shady signature collection effort. And so it will be on the ballot. The Montana Secretary of State apparently issued the order yesterday. So CI 128, this radical abortion on demand effort, will be on the 2024 ballot. Anna, what's your thoughts? Thanks for calling in.
Hello. So
So what I'm thinking, what I want to tell, that this initial has absolutely nothing to do with women's rights, because women have constitutional rights for abortions, and it is already in Montana Constitution. But if people will read the latest bills which were signed into the law and which were banned by, blocked by Montana judges, that these latest laws, they basically protect women. They make, they protect taxpayers, so taxpayers will not pay for elective abortions. And what they also do is they make abortion and gender care providers liable for lying to women and to children. And what this initiative does is basically it removes liability from doctors, from abortion product providers, and for gender care providers. So it is, has nothing to do with women's rights. It has to do, everything to do with protecting Planned Parenthood and the gender industry.
It, very interesting. I think it was Anna here who sent me a message earlier this morning on our Montana Talks app as well here. CI-128 has nothing to do with protecting women's rights. Now, I'll have to go back and read this here. She says the text of the initiative doesn't even have the word woman in it. But since reproductive rights now includes gender-affirming treatments, it codifies into the Montana Constitution experimental treatments currently banned in European countries. Now, I'll have to see if David Noble's given this thing a read, get his take on it one of these days. He's a lawyer here in Montana, fills in, always does a great job filling in for us on the show. But it certainly begs the question, right, as Anna so correctly pointed out here, the left-wing Montana Supreme Court has already ruled that there is a constitutional right to abortion under the Montana Constitution. So why are they messing with our Montana Constitution to give a right to abortion in the Montana Constitution if it's already there, right? Again, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, however you describe yourself, the pro-life people are obviously going to be against this ballot initiative anyway, but do you remember just a few months ago the rally cry for all the liberal Democrats in the Montana Capitol? Remember, they had a rally in the Capitol, I think before or during the last legislative session. Don't mess with our Montana Constitution. The same shrieking and shrilling that you heard at night one at the DNC on Monday night. Don't mess with our Montana Constitution. Then why are they messing with our Montana Constitution? Especially if they're saying that, well, oh, this is just about protecting abortion rights. Well, the Montana Supreme Court already said that you have a right to an abortion under the Montana Constitution. So why do you have to mess with our Constitution to give your supposed right to abortion? Maybe because this is about something else. Maybe because this is much more radical than they're leading you to believe. We'll have to look into this whole. Is it because they're giving a... They're sneaking the gender-affirming care for minors so they can chop off body parts of kids into this thing? That's a good question. Is it? But it is clear that what they want to do is they want to allow abortion on demand with no limits all the way up until the due date. That's what they're trying to do with this. And I think even most people who would call themselves pro-choice don't agree with no limits abortion on demand all the way up until the due date. So that's why they're being very shady about this. They're being very sneaky. They're being very snaky with the way that they're trying to push this CI-128. If you already have the right under the Montana Constitution, according to the Montana Supreme Court, why do you have to mess with the Montana Constitution to give you the right? Right?
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Plan barbecues and weddings. You can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines wide open for you right now. 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, I mentioned we might have a busy, packed lineup of guests in the 9 o'clock hour. Usually we don't fill up the show too often with guests in that statewide 9 o'clock hour, but going to get a chance to take a break from some of the political noise with some great guests joining us in the 9 o'clock hour of this show. Plus, we may get an update from these Montana lawmakers who were monitoring the recount in Butte yesterday. But 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Hey, let's go right to Goose in Anaconda, listening to KXTL. Goose, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Oh, Aaron, I tell you what, I'm about to get into my rope with this stuff. I have to think that the average Democrat out there, if you actually sat them down and told them exactly what they're voting for and supporting, they would be against it. But until then, I wish we could all come together and go against this tyrannical government, but that's never going to happen. So really, as far as I'm concerned, anybody supporting Democrat or voting Democrat as a communist should be treated as such, because that's exactly what they're supporting. We're headed right to communism, full government control, no freedom, no liberties. This whole abortion thing, I mean, most conservatives, I think, are okay with like the 3 month or less abortion. Or, of course, with the mothers in jeopardy, you know, rape, incest, which only happens 1% of the time of all abortions. We're okay with that. The average Democrat thinks that we don't want any abortion at all, and that it's about the woman. Well, after 22 weeks, well, before that even, but 22 weeks is a viable human being. So if you want to abort a baby after 22 weeks, it should be considered flat-out murder. And for the Democrat Party to be pushing this stuff right up until birth, and then, like you said, cutting genitals off of 12-year-old boys, we're fighting an evil like we've never seen before. And I'd like to hear from a Democrat that what are they supporting in this Democrat Party?
Well, especially, you know, the Butte Democrats, you know, because, hey, you talk with, you know, you're an Anaconda, so you know the Butte Anaconda Democrats. Heck, when it comes down to it, most of them are probably more conservative than some of the Republicans in parts of the state. But they still vote Democrat because that's what they've always done. They think that's what they need to keep doing. But it's like, Kamala Harris and John Tester are and will continue destroying union jobs. They'll continue going after Colstrip. And if they take out Colstrip, they take out Montana Resources in Butte. What about the pro-life Catholic, Irish Catholics in Butte? Really? No limits abortion on demand? Really? Targeting kids with genital mutilation? Really? Like at some point, you've got to say, guys, it's time to hang it up.
Yeah, it's just, it's flat out evil, and I think people are starting to kind of see it. I mean, you know, flip on another subject, I paid $76 for 2 mac and cheese dinners last night at a restaurant. It's like, yeah. You know, I had to work almost a full day just to pay for a couple mac and cheese to eat. And, you know, it's only going to get worse with Kamala Harris claiming she wants to up her income, her tax upgrade up to 60% to 80%. You know, we're just going full on communism, and I fear that most people don't know what communism means. And of course, your young indoctrinated college kids think it's good, but communism's bad. It's very bad, and
yeah,
we're in trouble.
Yeah, no, we are. That's right. But I do think we can turn it around. I'm so optimistic. You know, 6 months ago, I would have been like, man, Washington's broken. It's never going to be fixed. Travis is surprised. $76 for mac and cheese. Yeah, if you get two meals and you go out, add a couple of beverages to it. That price gets up there. Kind of in line with what Goose had to say here, talking about, you know, being able to afford groceries, being able to afford going out to dinner. Breitbart News shared this. I shared this as well. Facebook.com/Flint Report. Basketball star Kwame Brown says, quote, Kamala's skin color ain't going to pay for groceries. Kamala's skin color ain't going to pay for groceries. I played part of that Don Lemon montage talking with mostly black voters in Cincinnati. He shared it on Rumble because, you know, he doesn't work for CNN anymore. But now Don Lemon, he shared, I mean, here's more of that montage of mostly black voters who are saying, look, we don't care what her skin color is. We care about affording groceries and so much more.
I'm a fan of here, so that's my main point.
I used to be against Trump. I used to live in Virginia. I saw the bad side of it, but really moving to Cleveland, but I saw the other side of it. I'm supporting Trump.
Mm-hmm. Because?
Because it has to change. Yeah. It has to change. And now I vote more for what fits me better as a person rather than voting for the black person or voting for the first woman. So
what do you think about Kamala Harris?
I think they say she's phony and fake, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I'm like Trump saying, you know, what are you, you know? So I'm not feeling her. People get mad about it. I'm just not feeling it.
I don't like her the way she speaks, the giddiness, the laughing. Everything's a joke, and it's not a joke. We're in trouble.
I'm going for Trump. Kamala was on Biden's team, and I don't like Biden. Gas wasn't this high when Trump was our president. Food wasn't this high. I'm going for Trump.
Yeah, what else do you need to hear? Now, if you're in Butte instead of Cincinnati, same questions apply, right? And then what about what is taking place in Chicago? Oh, we're so joyful. Oh, yeah, they're just giddy at the DNC, aren't they? That's because these liberal elites like John Tester, with his $1.2 million in restaurant bills at the Bistro B and the Bistro Cacao, they're doing just fine. They don't have the struggles you've got with groceries and gas and crime. They don't have to deal with that. They get to hide behind the walls they've set up in Chicago. Look at the crime that is taking place. Look at the way the cops are being treated in Chicago right now by these Democrat protesters, these pro-Hamas protesters. Texas Senator Ted Cruz joined Sean Hannity last night.
I'll tell you, I'm glad I'm not in Chicago. We're seeing the images you're showing, the images of angry protesters, of violent pro-Hamas, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, Marxist, America-hating radicals, and that's just the delegates in the convention, not even the protesters outside. It is a scary and it is a frightening thing that we're watching. And I got to say, the most ominous words I heard just a minute ago, it was Gavin Newsom saying that what happens in California is the future. I pray to God that's not right, because California is so much on the wrong track, and the Democrats are promising to bring the same chaos, the same crime, the same misery, the same people fleeing California because they cannot make ends meet. That's what the Democrats are promising to bring to the whole country.
Yeah, that's why they've got California Kamala at the top of the ticket now. But I talked about this earlier in the week. You have Democrat delegates from Montana, and they couldn't even make it into the DNC initially because the protesters breached the security perimeter. It's like Jurassic Park. They're like, no, we're locked behind the gates with the very monsters we created. It's like Jurassic Park. They've created this monster, and then now they got trapped behind their own walls with the very monsters they created. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Arnie in Boyd. Arnie, what's going on?
Good morning. Say, I was just thinking about them abortions. You know, no matter what goes on, I'm totally against abortions, but them women are going to get abortions no matter what. They just have to go a couple states over and they can get whatever they want. So, you know, they can pass all the laws they want, but you're not going to stop them. If they want an abortion, they're going to do it. And another thing is about Tim Sheehy. You say he's 15 points ahead. We got to do this election like he's 15 points behind and just go at it at full pace.
That's right.
To get this man elected. And I hope when I get done with my Colorado peach sales in 1st of September that I get out there and start hitting the road for him and everybody else. Thank you.
Hey, no, thank you. No, you're exactly right. Yeah, the polling looks good for Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, but we got to fight like we're 15 points behind. You are exactly right. By the way, man, I know it's only Wednesday, but since I got like 30 seconds here before the next break, a while back, I had we had a phone call, and I looked it up. It was Alan in Billings, and he said, hey, did you guys see this interview that Glenn Beck did with a guy who runs an outfit called Million Voices? I remember getting that phone call, and I remember we found something about the interview online, not much. But anyway, separately, I get this great guy lined up to be on the show Friday through a mutual friend here in Montana, a guy by the name of John Graves. He's going to be with us on Friday's show, talking about putting tools into your hands where you can help your friends and neighbors win this election. He's the CEO of Million Voices. So there you go.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A group of customers was sitting down at a local Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania restaurant. Butler County staff telling patrons that they'd have to leave due to a private event. The private event turned out to be a campaign stop for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Quote, they kicked us out, one man complaining, as a caravan of over a dozen unmarked Ford Transit vans arrived to the location. Look, they're all paid actors, other people in the crowd shouted. So in other words, they're creating an image she's meeting with real people. This is a person of the people. No, the real people were kicked out. They got their asses thrown out on the street so they could bring in their own audience of people that will support them.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter, protect your home, and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off, leaffilter.com/Hannity, and do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household.
Pharmacies you recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this is funny. Morgan in Helena messaged us. I was talking about, you know, all I hear is Obamacare. Whenever I hear these Obama sound bites from the DNC last night, I just hear Obamacare and how he destroyed health care. Morgan in Helena says, I hear O-tester care. Isn't Congress exempt from O-tester care? O-tester care, the deciding vote to force Obamacare on you. What a kick in the teeth. Here we got another kick in the teeth for you. The official numbers are now out. I just saw the breaking news headline from Fox Business. U.S. economy created 818,000 fewer jobs than previously reported. Oh, yeah, they've been lying about these jobs numbers to prop up Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, but now they had to revise the numbers down. RNC Research, just shared this via, or actually here, this is from the Trump War Room. Breaking, 818,000 jobs that the Biden-Harris administration claims to have created do not exist. It's the largest downward revision in 15 years. As it turns out, Biden and Kamala have only presided over record job growth for illegal aliens. What a kick in the teeth. I'll tell you what, if you've been kicked in the teeth for real, like not just figuratively speaking, if you've been kicked in the teeth, like maybe like a horse kicked you and man, your teeth are all messed up and you've been just trying to deal with it, or whatever the kick in the teeth was for you, if you've got just several bad failing teeth, missing teeth, or maybe you've got some bad loose-fitting dentures that are just obnoxious, and you're embarrassed by them, you don't want to, you know, order what you want to eat for dinner. Well, let me tell you about Yellowstone Family Dental. They've got the latest technology, specialized training, all in one place, and they can deliver you a new set of teeth in just one day. Seriously, people travel from all across the United States to get this world-class dentistry right here in Montana. So you can get a whole new set of teeth, you know, up, you know, both upper set, lower set, all in one day. And this technology is so good that if you've got those bad dentures where you don't want to eat a steak when you go out for dinner, with their new set of teeth, you can order a steak. And they're not going to fall out on you. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com. All right, just about out of time this hour of the show, but we got Russ in Billings on the phone lines. Russ, what's going on?
Hey, Harris is pretty quick to point a finger at grocers for gouging people on prices, but how about the USPS, the price of a postage stamp, up about 30% since Biden took office? How about our property taxes?
Well, and then
we want to complain about price gouging.
Yeah, and then hasn't Biden been trying to shut down postal services in Missoula? You know, when that happened under Trump, when they were trying to consolidate postal operations, the fake news media was saying it was some big election conspiracy by Trump. But now that it's happening under Biden, no big election conspiracy now.
Hypocrites. Hey, one more point, and then I got to get going. They said that some people have a hard time distinguishing between socialism and communism. I would say a socialist is just a communist who has not started killing people yet.
A socialist is the guy that knifes you in the back, but whispers sweet nothings into your ear while they're knifing you in the back. Well, the communists will just point it right in your face. They'll just let you see it while it's happening, right?
All right, thanks,
Aaron. Hey, thanks, Russ. Good to hear from you. All right, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, let's see, lots of stuff to get to here. We may get a phone call from some of these state lawmakers that were monitoring the recount from the primary election in Butte that took place nearly 3 months ago. But even if they don't call in, I'll give you a quick update and a summary on that story that we told you about yesterday. Maybe we'll have time to sneak in phone calls in that first segment, barring a call from the lawmakers. Semper Gumby, always flexible.